This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can give us a call there. Be a part of the show. We'd love to have you. Maryland and Palm Beach, Florida, one of my favorite spots, said, if I want to eliminate soy and dairy from my diet, what are some good alternatives? And it's not that those are just horrible. Right, but soy can affect hormones. There's some possibilities with that that we're a little concerned about. And then dairy products, of course, just depends on the quality, really. And can your body handle it or not? Some people do well with it. Some people don't. It's one of those deals you just have to kind of have to look at and see. I'll tell you some of my personal favorites. If somebody does has any kind of sensitivities to those at all, I like switching over for protein sources. Yeah, pea protein is really good. So if you're kind of looking for a vegetarian way, a more vegetarian way of getting a protein, that's a good one. But as far as the milk goes, I really, really like almond milk. Unsweetened, of course. Don't get the one with all the sugar in it, but I like the unsweetened version. And then coconut milk as well. I think they both have hemp milk is an up-and-comer, too. And some people really get great benefits from it. So there's several options out there for getting your body where it needs to be and enjoying it, not having maybe gas or bloating or maybe some of the reactions that you would get to the regular milk. So just a couple things to think about. But those are kind of my top picks. But make sure, because see, they make a lot of these with the sugar in it, right, to give it that sweeter taste. So you want to definitely go unsweetened. We get enough sugar in our diet just from various sources, enough, so we don't need extra. In that regard, okay? 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. You can check us out there. All of our healthcare providers, you'll find products, organic nutritional products there. And then, of course, our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, you can find that easily at different campuses and locations around the country. We'd love to help you any way that we can to be able to encourage you to go to the next level with your health and your life. Emotions are really, really big when it comes to our health. And I think we really kind of push aside how important our brain is in our overall health. I mean, we have to look at ways to be able to really maximize the way we think, but also maximize the way our brain functions. And that means the depression, focus, attention issues that we see nowadays. But ADHD, of course, is on the rise. But emotions affect our health. Matter of fact, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, had a study once, and they said that about 85% of the root cause of most disease falls within emotional toxicity and environmental toxicity. Think about that, emotional toxicity. Okay, stress, we can put it as stress, but that can be all kinds of stress. There can be emotional stress. There can be physical stress. There can be financial stress. A lot of stress can be on us that can really be detrimental to our health, and that can play a big role. So you've probably heard about that, but recently we've seen some studies learning that our body actually holds on to emotions. Some people will break out in hives during a stressful period or get shingles. You ever seen that? Somebody lose a loved one, their life changes in a great way, and their body reacts. Many people develop mysterious, unexplained illnesses that will disappear when their emotional issues are resolved. Weird stuff can happen. I've seen it in clinical practice. I mean, stuff that all the medical doctors are saying, and my peers are just like, we don't know. We don't know. And then they come more to the alternative practitioners who sometimes can dig in a little bit from a different perspective and maybe give some thought to it. But it's interesting how that happens. Most people consider some of it to be what they call broken heart syndrome. And our emotions play a huge piece of our health. Broken heart syndrome can create a flood of hormones, impedes the ability of the heart muscle to pump. And there was a study done at Johns Hopkins saying that a number of emotions, including joy and surprise, can cause it as well, not just sadness. So anyway, it's one of those deals where you have to realize that our mind does play a huge role in our health. It does overall. I mean, if you're taking medications for depression or anxiety, whatever it might be, a lot of those are triggered with the emotions, right? So there's life circumstances that happens, puts us in a certain state, and then our body kind of heads that direction. We have to get out of that. But breaking out is a big deal. And I think psychiatric medicine, more than just managing people that we deem as mentally unstable, I think there's so much more to it. I think there's more people walking around with stress that are doing everything they can to manage it. People think that people are just alcoholics and drug addicts for no reason, but they've probably found, in my opinion, different ways of coping with life. And, you know, it's amazing. It's very sad. Life can be tough, but I think we have to address the mental aspect of health in the overall picture and not leave it as some segmented piece, because I believe it's one of the major foundations of everything. I mean, if someone's not thinking right, then the body's not going to be functioning right. I mean, it goes hand in hand. No different than if somebody's not sleeping on a regular basis, their mind, their ability, their body to function, their ability to reason, to make good choices, all of that is impaired. It makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. Give me a call. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. It's all health on demand. Your health care is on demand now. Whether it's our clinics, our original programming, television shows, radio shows, we're all live and interactive. So we want to be here to help you, answer your questions, get you going in the right direction, coaching you into the right position so you can thrive and not just barely make it. We want to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. So if you can't fall asleep, even if your life depends on it, there's some tips to do that. One thing we have to look at, and I think is very important, is our sleep. Sleep is vital. It's imperative that we get enough of it, and I just don't think that we can focus on it enough. I'm going to jump into that in just a minute. Let's go to Mark first. Hi, Mark.
Name's Frank Chapman. I wish to know if Angus beef should be eaten. Is it good for me mentally, physically, and spiritually?
Okay. Ron, I think one of the big things that we have to look at is quality. Okay? I think that different people have different thoughts about red meat or chicken or poultry, you know, different types of protein sources, and there are different studies out there that will give different views, okay? But the reality is that the quality, in my opinion, does matter. So, for example, wild-caught game meat has so many health benefits to the body. Amazing benefits. So you can't really rule that out. I think that is it every day you need to be eating red meat? Maybe not. But is including it in your diet periodically because of some of the health benefits? I think there's a possibility for it. You have to look at your day in and day out versus what you do periodically. But I think that so many foods like that have great benefits, so you don't want to rule that out either and not include it in your diet. But I think that just the quality of the meat, right, like hormones and antibiotics and additives and all that, that's with anything. I mean, whether it's a processed carbohydrate that can sit on the shelf for 8 years because of the preservatives, you don't want to put that in your body, right? Who wants to do that? So it's about quality. That's my key when it comes down to food choices. And is it going to bring some level of health and promote health to the body? That's another big one. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Coming up, got more questions about your health. I see you waiting there. And I'm going to jump in and tackle some of the anti-aging tips when we come back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. I'm America's Health Coach, helping you, coaching you, giving you the help that you need to go to the next level with your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, right? So our choices, our lifestyle choices, determine the kind of health we're going to have. We want to make good ones, not bad ones. We want to make sure we're making the good choices each day to be able to thrive and not just barely make it, because we want to help you. I mean, on this show, you can do it. The one thing I love telling people is that even if you're addicted to some food, or maybe it's a medication, or maybe you have an eating disorder, whatever it is, I just want you to realize that you don't have to be stuck. That if you're in a position where life has been tough, that it's led you to make certain decisions, it's okay. Today can be a brand new day. It really can. You don't have to be stuck. You can really come out of where you are. It's just about making good choices and making good decisions. And that's what I think really creates the greatest benefit for people, when they can realize that they are empowered to do that, that they're not just stuck in the same old, that you really can begin to thrive. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Brenda on the phone. Hi, Brenda.
Olive oil. Is it good for type 2 diabetes? I've been told that it is bad for the pancreas. I stopped using it because I felt that it was hurting my pancreas. Also, the yellow in the egg. I've been told it has too much fat for type 2 diabetes, that it inflames the pancreas. I notice when I don't eat it, I feel better. When I do eat it, I feel that my pancreas is hurting.
Well, a couple things just on that note with olive oil and, you know, eating those kind of foods. Egg yolks are really, really good for us overall, unless you got a potential methionine breakdown issue. Okay, sulfur is heavy in the egg yolk, and sometimes that can cause some issues. But with olive oil, no, it's fantastic. Type 2 diabetes, remember, the major issue with type 2 is that your insulin receptors are not working that well, meaning that if they're like little suction cups. And, you know, have you ever had a little suction cup that you stick to a windshield or something, and the suction kind of loses its ability to stick? That's what happens to the receptors with our insulin and blood sugar. And so what happens is, over time, that becomes a little bit of a challenge, is that by eating the wrong kind of carbohydrates, and the blood sugar goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, then it begins to drop off a little bit, and your body can't utilize it. That's why you take something like metformin or glucophage to come in and offset that, okay? That makes a big difference to do that. So I would look at kind of a different perspective. The egg yolks themselves, remember, these are fats, okay? Olive oil, egg yolks, they're fats. Fats are good for you if you're type 2, because fats slow down any other blood sugar release. So if you were to eat, say, a banana and an egg, if you ate a banana by itself, it would cause your blood sugar to rise. If you ate an entire whole egg with a banana, because the fats in the egg yolk, it's going to cause and probably cut the blood sugar release down by more than half. So it helps to regulate and stabilize blood sugar. So for type 2 diabetes, I wouldn't be worried so much about the pancreas in those. You only want to worry about the pancreas when you're overstressing it with too many carbohydrates, the wrong kind, and causing it to work too hard. That's one of the reasons that you get diabetes type 2 in the first place. So, not sure where you got the research from on that, or the tips on that with the pancreas. I have not seen that in the research. So, until I see that, then really probably doesn't hold up much. Now, if you eat it and don't feel good, that's a whole different story. Just don't eat them because you may have a sensitivity or a food allergy. That's a totally different topic and subject, and that may be the case. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Glad you're with us. You can check out our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, all of that is at the website. You can go there, easily get to it, and look for one in your area that believes the same way we do and that can help you really get to that next level with your health. Larry in Boulder, Colorado, sent us an email. He says, does adding vinegar to my diet really help? I think so. I think there's different kinds. I'm a big balsamic vinegar guy. I like that over certain foods and putting it in salads. I think vinegar helps to promote, well, not a thing, I know, because we know that. Vinegar helps to stimulate hydrochloric acid production in the stomach. Okay, and that really declines as we age. It inhibits our ability to break down proteins and fats. So that becomes a bit of a challenge in itself. So you want to look at that and realize that does make a big difference. Apple cider vinegar is a big one, and that's one that you want to look at too. So the apple cider vinegar is something you can take one or two tablespoons, whatever you want to do, add that to your meals. And usually that makes a big difference, especially if you have something like acid reflux. It's kind of an old grandma remedy, but it can definitely help. So I would look at that more than just about anything that could be helpful to you. Okay? 888-283-7272. Let's go to Eve. Hi, Eve.
Just learned that I have a Baker's cyst that's behind my knee, and that's when the fluid in your knee goes, if you've had some kind of knee problems or a knee tear or whatever, it forms a little cyst behind your knee or a big cyst. Most of the time you have pain with it, which I've had none, had no indication I have none. I'm tall, I'm skinny, I eat healthy, I'm active. My chiropractor found it. I go to the chiropractor every 2 weeks from a wreck that I was in back in 07. But I take really good care of myself and in good health, on no medications for heart or anything. Wanted to know if there's anything I can do to prevent a Baker's cyst.
You know, a lot of times the Baker's cyst can come from repetitive action. There's no real major indicator of why we get it. Some theorize about it. This is not evidence-based, but that excess lack of breakdown of proteins could possibly cause it. You know, they can drain it. There's several things you can do for it. Proteolytic enzymes have been, on the natural side, seen to be helpful with some people. But it's keeping your inflammation low in the body, one of the best things that will help. But again, your physician can help. There's some medical procedures that can help it as well, or it can just be removed.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome. Food is powerful. It really is. You can always give us a call here at the office whenever, 888-283-7272. Food's powerful. It is. And I think that when we're talking about food as medicine, we always want to think that what we do every single day, our choices, the foods that we decide to eat every single day, that is going to determine the kind of health we're going to have. And you always want to think a decade ahead of where you are. So if you're 25, Think about what you're putting into your body, what seeds you're sowing into your health. That's going to determine your health at the next phase, at 35. When you're 35, you need to think about the choices you're making, the foods you're eating. That is going to determine the kind of health you're going to have at 55. Okay, or at 45 rather. So you always want to think a decade ahead. It's important because that's how cancer forms. Cancer builds in a 10-year increment. Did you know that? Tumors actually form in around a 10-year system. So it's not like you do something today and you get cancer tomorrow or you have heart disease tomorrow. Most health challenges take time to build. They don't just happen overnight. So that's good news because you can kind of change your course of action once you learn something new. So food is powerful, and the foods we put in our, inside of our bodies really do matter. And so many times, I believe that of course we have food addictions, and there's foods that we lean toward that we like more than others. And that's fine, but we really want to make sure we're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis to promote the best health. Food is our medicine. In so many different ways. Now, lifestyle is too, but I think food is really at the core. So we're going to talk about food allergies today and really going to get into why that's important. Do they really exist? Some people say, oh, that's just a bunch of bunk. It's really not. Science has proven that we have food allergies. But I think that unless you test yourself right for the food allergies, it's really not going to give you the best overall picture of what you really have. Okay, so for example, let's say you go into your typical doctor's office and you get a food allergy test, which we do in all of our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine. If you ever want to go check it out, go to thecenterforlifestylemedicine.com. We have clinics, multiple campuses. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We have them in Florida as well. And so we'd love to have you come by and visit sometime. But we have detailed ways of figuring out what type of allergies are in the body. That's extremely important because our body can develop allergies and what we call sensitivities over time. Now, the cool thing is that you can actually get the body out of that position. So it's not like if you're allergic to an egg, you never get to have eggs again. Okay. I mean, the cool thing is you can actually get that cleared out and desensitize the body so that it can function well with those foods. But here's the challenge. So let's say you're eating a diet that is highly processed, okay? Let's say you're eating tons of wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. You're eating all kinds of foods like this over a long period of time. And in that, you start realizing, hey, I don't feel good. I eat a donut. I eat a bagel. I get really sleepy and tired. I get bloated. I drink a big glass of milk, maybe, and I'm just gassy, and I don't feel good, and I feel like I want to go to sleep. My head hurts. So you're having these kind of reactions. And those are basically food allergy reactions. That's what's happening. And when that happens over and over again, you're like, well, I guess I won't eat these foods. You go to your doctor. Let's say you're eating those foods on a regular basis. Well, what happens is when you eat foods that create that reaction, number one, if your digestion is not working right and you're not breaking your proteins down very well, then you create a substance called histamine. Okay, we've all heard of histamine, right? So if you have allergies at all, as we say, so you smell the pollen in the springtime or in the fall, you get some of the ragweed, whatever it is, and you catch some of that and you're like, okay, and you sneeze and you get the watery eyes. And so we just say we have allergies and we just think that's kind of our lot in life. But the reality is it's not the case, okay, because allergies themselves actually stem from an excess of production of histamine in the digestion. So if you don't break your proteins down, meaning that if you eat a piece of chicken and you don't break it down very well, you only break down 20% of it, right? The rest of it goes to waste. Your mast cells, these basophils, okay, release histamine. And when histamine is running around like crazy in the body, that makes you allergic or seemingly allergic to more things than you actually are. So if you have a poor diet and go get an allergy test, it's going to hyperreact and show that you're allergic to many more foods than you normally would be. Okay? So that's step one. The other thing is we've got to figure out, okay, what do I do? First thing before you get an allergy test and learn what your food allergies actually are, then you want to go in, and we're talking about how food is our medicine. I'm telling you how to figure out today, which I think is really important, which foods you can have that really will cut down the inflammation process and which ones you need to stay away from. Okay, so you want to do something for around a month, 21 days to a month. We have found in the research that has been really, really good to do to clean the body out and to just kind of reset the body. If you go to our website, go to InShapeNetwork.com, there's a reset, a 21-day reset that will help to clean out your system and help to really to support the body and helping to eliminate a lot of the histamine. When you go in and you eat more of a non-inflammatory based eating plan, and you eliminate a lot of the histamine and the foods that would normally cause some of the allergic response in the body, when you kind of keep it neutral for a period of time, it allows the fires, if histamine was a fire, it kind of allows the fires to settle down. And when the fires settle down, that is a good time to test. Okay, now you kind of got an equal playing ground to see where the real sensitivities might lie. And then that will give you a good game plan for moving forward in the future. So I think that allergy testing, food allergy testing is really good, beneficial, and can be helpful, but it's just got to be done in the right way. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the top food allergens that lurk in our foods, that are kind of hanging out in our foods that we need to avoid, and why. Okay, because food allergies can play a big role in our health. Number one are peanuts. And again, I'm not saying don't ever eat them. Some people just have some allergies to them, and so you have to be a little bit cautious. Okay, now we know peanuts are actually a legume, not actually a nut. And again, crushed peanut shells, crushed peanuts, peanut powder, they're in a lot of our foods. You want to check the ingredients always. But, you know, some people can have high reactions to them. Tree nuts can be allergenic or causing people to create allergies as well. Walnuts, cashews, almonds, hazelnuts, they can cause some type of allergic reaction. So you just got to be careful with that. And they're found in a lot of soaps, lotions, beauty and hair products, shampoo, bath oils, suntan lotion products. So just read the ingredient labels. You got to be a master reader of the labels. You don't want to just go with what everybody else is taking. You always want to read the labels for yourselves. Milk's a big one too. Not everybody can drink milk and be okay. All right, there's over 20 milk proteins that could trigger an allergic reaction. All right, so the main one is the casein protein, and it's actually found in chalk. So if you chalk in school, if they even do that anymore, that's a big one. So whey is another milk protein. Lactose and milk sugar, these are all found in there, and that can be a little bit challenging to people. Eggs are another one. Although it's the number one protein that we have as a food allergy, which can really reduce your overall ability to have optimal health, because it keeps you tired and fatigued all the time. Eggs are another one. So you want to be a little bit careful. Some people do have an issue with eggs. And again, a lot of times it's just a sensitivity. But lecithin, globulin, albumin, Simplus, and Vitalin are found in a lot of products like cosmetics and shampoos. Be a little bit careful of that. Wheat products are in just about everything. It's the most common allergen that we have. And it's because there's a component, a little protein in there called gluten. And gluten is creating a lot of inflammatory conditions, in my opinion, that we're seeing today. So you just want to be careful. Some people just don't handle wheat well. And so, again, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, wherever there's a lot of flour-based, you got to make sure that if you're going to eliminate the wheat, you do it for a short period of time, at least 8 weeks. And then you'll know, once you get some testing done, if that's an issue or not. Soy is in a lot of products as well, too. So it's in crayons, candles, cleaning products, inks, pet food, synthetic fabrics, artificial logs. Stuffed animal fillings has soy in it. Soy is really present heavily in vegetable oil, tofu, vitamin E, most supplements with vitamin E, and tempeh. So there's again, you just want to be cautious with a lot of these food products. Maybe eliminate these for about an 8 week period, and then get tested with your physician, and then see exactly what your results come out to. And some of these foods may be fine. You may be able to eat them, no issue. But food allergies we're talking about is a big, big deal. Now, the final one is fish and shellfish, which I'm a big fan of. But seafood allergies can be life-threatening, and that's why you have to be careful. So typically, if you've been diagnosed with a seafood allergy, you will not eventually grow out of it. It's pretty common and standard to stick around. There's some genetic component to it. So some people are allergic to specific types of seafood that they cannot eat, like shellfish, shrimp, lobster, oysters, crabs, salmon, that sort of thing. So again, just get tested so you can know exactly what's going on, because food allergies can play a big role. And once you get the histamine out of the digestive tract, it's amazing at how well your body can function. Again, we're talking about food allergies, as food is our medicine in so many different ways. Food is powerful, and if you make the right kind of choices, I mean, just like we make the wrong kind of choices, I believe that food can literally take, the wrong foods can take health out of the body, but eating the right kind of foods can bring health to the body. So you have to make the decision what you want to do. Do you want to bring health in or take health out? And that just comes down to our choices. Food can be our medicine. Go to our website, InShapeNetwork.com, for more of our original shows and programming. Television shows, radio shows, we're always here to help you. It's your healthcare on demand. That's what it is. But our food's our medicine, and it's powerful. So just a couple of tips. Remember, avoid these foods for 8 weeks, and then you can get a test done with your physician for food allergies, but you want to avoid these first for 8 weeks. Peanuts, most tree nuts, milk, eggs, wheat, soy, and shellfish. Stay away from those foods for about an 8 week period. Get an allergy test done and see what your overall test results are. It's a very cool thing to do to know exactly what your body needs. Powerful. Food is our medicine in so many different ways. So again, it comes down to the choices that we make every single day that can make a huge impact in our overall health when it comes to our food choices. All right, go to our website, InShapeNetwork.com, and you can find more about what I'm discussing here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey Water Filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey Water Filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey Water Filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is Healthy Talk Radio, your talk radio. It's your healthcare on demand. We're here for you each and every day. That's what it's all about. I want to keep an aging brain sharp. Brain health is important. And I think more than anything, we need to focus on what can keep our brains healthy. So an aging brain, what we're finding is that many people look to maintain a healthy brain. They want to switch from elevators to stairs. Fitness is the key, they say, to sharper minds as people get older. A new Canadian study found it was more time spent reading than studying. So we all think that sitting around playing the little Sudoku games and crossword puzzles are going to make our mind sharp. Findings show that education, that physical activity affect the difference between physiological prediction of age and chronological age, and that people can actively do something to help their brains stay young. And so it's encouraging because it demonstrates a simple thing that we can look at. And it's really amazing. So research has used MRI scans to assess the physical brain health of about 330 healthy adults, which was interesting, between 19 and 79. Specifically, physical brain age was nearly 1 year lower for each year of education, the study found. For every flight of stairs climbed per day, check this out, physical brain age was slightly more than half a year younger, the researchers said. However, the study only showed an association. Okay, it wasn't a cause and effect relationship, so it's just an association. So we need to see it, right? But it shows a potential for what it could be. The study was published recently in the Journal of Neurobiology of Aging. The Stefan pointed out that already many take the stair campaigns like that in office environments and public transportation centers. He said the study suggests that these campaigns should also be expanded for older adults, help them work on keeping their brains young. In comparison to many other forms of physical activity, taking the stairs is something most older adults can and already do at least once a day, unlike vigorous forms of physical activity. It's important. We got to keep moving. And, I mean, cardiovascular activity is vital. We have to do it. And it's just part of our normal routine. We have to get that in. It's extremely important. And so no matter what you do as far as your health goes, have to make sure you're getting that in on a regular basis, okay? Get moving. I'm telling you, it is one of my keys for a better lifestyle. Lifestyle is our medicine, right? So the exercise you get every single day, and I'm serious. I tell people all the time that it's not an option, right? It's not, well, I'll do it every now and then. I mean, it is something you have to do. If you're over the age of 35, I would say, you don't have an option. Those days are over. Chilling out and riding on your metabolism, it's over. And it's not even about weight loss. It's about mobility. It's about functionality. It's about your nervous system. It's about athleticism. It's about keeping healthy. It's so important to keep your body in good shape and to be active and healthy and really just keep your body where it needs to be. It's so important. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the In Shape Network. If you haven't found our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area, you want to ask us a question, you want to go to one of our campuses at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, you can easily do that. Just go to our website, InShapeNetwork.com. Check it out. Let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank.
Trying to see how I can get my doctor to do something where I can find out if I have any vitamin, mineral kind of deficiencies, because he just keeps telling me he knows I have diabetes, so all he ever does is maybe a couple tests to check my blood sugar or maybe my A1C. Shouldn't I be able to get a full-scale blood test from my doctor?
Yeah, you can, and that's just where the patient needs to take the bull by the horns. I mean, remember, we're here, doctors, we're here not to lord over you, right? So in your frustration, I completely understand. I mean, we're here to serve. The greater the leader, the greater the education, I believe, the greater the position, the greater the servanthood needs to be. John Maxwell always says it best, and servant calls it servant leadership. It's the way Jesus taught, and I really agree with that. I think that's one of the greatest things we can do. So talk to your doctor about it. Just say, look, you know, I really want to know what these tests are. Now, I got to tell you, in regular medicine, we don't really think that that's that valid, because he's thinking, diabetes is what you have. Let's focus on that, right? We get focused on one thing. We don't look a lot of times in medicine at we don't put a lot of value in it, okay? It's just not really taught in our medical schools and in our training. So you can find maybe someone that does a little bit more of the lifestyle-based medicine that would do some of that. Or you can write down a list of tests that you want, which I encourage you to do. Take them into them and say, look, I know you may not agree with this, and you may think this is a bunch of bunk, but I really want to see what these tests say. I just want to see the numbers. It's my blood. It's my body. It's my insurance plan. Can you please just write it? And reluctantly, a lot of times they will. They may roll their eyes. But that's okay. Just have them do it. It's not a big deal. And then when they do that, and then you'll be able to see what your numbers are. And if they won't interpret it for you, then you can take it to, just call our office. One of our physicians will, you know, at least tell you what that means, what the number means, and or educate you, or get one of our lifestyle providers in your area that can do that. But at least they can run the test for you. See, it just depends on the doctor you're with and the training. No one's good or bad or indifferent. It just has to do with the training. And some people believe that that's valid. Some people don't. But if you understand physiology, you can kind of see what's there. And if you're looking at things from more of a nutritional approach, then that stuff would have more validity. If you're focused on just treating the disease as you see it, then that's another one. Okay? So just a thought. But I would take the test to them and at least give them the option to do that as your doctor. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 401-
404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.